Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. On this day in 1933, Adolf Hitler's Nazi Party received 43.9% at the Reichstag elections, which allowed the Nazis to later pass the Enabling Act and establish a dictatorship. The newly appointed manager for Alexanderplatz in Mitte, Andreas Richter, sees the place on the road to recovery. "It can only get better," he told the Tagesspiegel in an interview on Monday. Recent figures attest to Alexanderplatz, quote, "significant improvements with regard to local violence." Richter said, quote, "Alex is working. Culturally, it is still a bit bumpy at the moment, but we can balance that together tolerantly and cautiously." The Alex manager, appointed by the Mitte district office, is to bundle the tasks of various local representatives over the next 4 years. Among other things, he will also help to better coordinate events between Alexanderplatz and Brandenburger Tor, and also be responsible for developing a new concept for lighting the square and improving the coordination of public spaces for playing street music. It started with 10 cars, now 30 are in operation, and even those are no longer sufficient to meet all the demands. Now, the Clever Shuttle service is allowed to increase its Berlin fleet considerably, to 5 times its original size, according to Bruno Ginnuth, co-founder and managing director of the company, to the Berliner Zeitung. In the taxi business, this is met with rejection and fear. Via a few taps of an app, ideally an electric car will arrive to take you to your desired destination. Since 2016, the Clever Shuttle service has been available in Berlin. In contrast to taxis, seats are allocated individually, and you share the car with other passengers. And the fare is up to 50% lower than in a taxi. Ride sharing or ride pooling, these are the keywords. It's a form of mobility that is finding more and more fans. Passenger numbers at Clever Shuttle are rising sharply, in some cases by 20% a month. The company, 82% of which is owned by Deutsche Bahn, is now active in 7 cities and transports more than 140,000 people a month. The number of employees has grown to 800, and a further growth spurt is imminent. Recently, the State Office for Citizens and Order granted the request to extend the permit, which is valid until April of 2020. Ginnuth remarked that they've already hired the drivers, and the vehicles are also arriving. By September or October, the Berlin fleet will have grown to 150 cars. Electric versions of the Nissan Evalia van with space for 5 passengers have been ordered. With charged batteries, they can cover around 200 kilometers. The area in which the Clever Shuttle is allowed to carry passengers in Berlin will not change. It will continue to cover 300 square kilometers, around one-third of the city area. While the Berlkönig of the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe is limited to the eastern city center, Clever Shuttle is on its way throughout the city center and many adjacent areas, as far as Hohenschönhausen and Spandau. Starting next year, 15 Berlin Kleingartenkolonien, or allotment garden colonies, are to disappear. In 3 others, at least some of the tenants will have to leave their summer houses. This is the result of the draft for the, quote, Allotment Garden Development Plan 2030, which was first reported by RBB. The final version of the plan will be presented by the Senate Department for the Environment, Transport, and Climate in April. According to the development plan, kindergartens, schools, hospitals, gyms, and other social infrastructure buildings are to be built on the sites. A total of 429 plots are to give way to this. As the RBB further reports, many allotment gardeners were completely surprised by the plans. The Senate administration itself apparently does not believe that all tenants will receive an alternative location. It is true that 787 new plots are to be made available as compensation. However, the 429 allotment gardeners mentioned have to share these with, quote, roughly estimated approximately 420 others, as it says in the draft. They will have to leave their plots by 2030 because of upcoming transport projects. According to the plans, tenants who lose their allotments will not only receive a replacement, but also a compensation payment of about 7,000 euros. Parallel to these plans, the Senate Department for Urban Development is currently working on its own proposal to promote the construction of apartments. This, quote, Urban Development Plan 2030 will, in all probability, name 26 further allotment garden colonies from which the tenants will have to leave. Around 7,000 apartments are to be created on them by 2030. It is still unknown which facilities will be affected, and the Senate does not intend to comment on this until the second quarter of this year. For a comprehensive list of the allotment garden colonies affected from 2020, please follow the link in our show notes. Berlin's official organization for tourism and conference marketing, Visit Berlin, has released a new app. It's called About Berlin and was developed together with the Center for Contemporary History Research, Potsdam. Unlike other travel guide apps, such as TripWolf, MyTrip, or Marco Polo, which offer tips on hotels, restaurants, and commercial tourist attractions, About Berlin concentrates on historical stories. A total of 200 locations are integrated, and the app offers offline reading texts, 70 audio documents via YouTube, and over 600 historical photos. It rewards the users with exciting stories that dare to look sideways at landmarks such as the Brandenburg Gate. About Berlin also offers full tours. For example, the Path of Freedom tour takes the user to places associated with historical moments of freedom. For example, important sites of the gay movement or the fall of the Berlin Wall. The narrowness and lack of freedom caused by the Berlin Wall, which divided the city from 1961 to 1989 as a deadly border strip and whose fall will mark its 30th anniversary in 2019. Next to the Path of Freedom, four other tours are available, and more are in planning. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.